OTB AM.
With Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's mow.
Time for some virtual insanity. People have been asking us about this all week. When are John Duggan's Masters tips going to be here? Right now.
Yeah, they're live on the app and on otbsports.com. Look, the first thing I'll say is do not go with my staking plan. I've got a virtual money. Virtual can be anything you want. It can be thousands. Back 10% of it to €1 each way. Please don't go with my staking plan. Please don't gamble more than you can afford. Have a bit of interest, have a bit of fun. This is a guide. It's not the gospel. It is a guide for you. And hopefully that my form that I'm beginning to feel like I'm getting into after a cold snap will deliver some results this week. So I would not put off anybody when it comes to Rory McIlroy. Like, he's in the dad now. He finished in the top 10 in the US Open. His ball flight with the irons is not that great at times, but recently, but like the way he's the most naturally talented player, I think, sometimes out there. And I think Rory McIlroy, the high ball flight, a softer course, he definitely could contend. Though at 12-1, I don't think he's generous enough to make an investment on Rory. Shane Lowry played well in Houston last week, but 39th, his best finish at Augusta. I can't really see it. He's been changing his clubs. He doesn't come into the tournament in the same vein of form that he did, for example, around the Open last year. Justin Thomas is a fierce competitor, brilliant iron player. I'm not so sure if he's though maybe as suited to a Masters as he would be to a US Open or USPGA. Xander Schauffele, remarkably consistent, but 14-1, I don't like that price. Dustin Johnson, don't know if he's got the imagination for Augusta. Bryson DeChambeau, false favourite for me. He can bomb it as far as he likes, but he doesn't have the putting books that he's able to use on other majors at Augusta. He's not allowed to use these putting books. He's kind of like, you know, guides on the greens. His putting there has been poor in recent years, and I think he's a false favourite. Tiger Woods is not in the form he was in a year and a half ago. Brooks Koepka has been coming back off injuries. So these are the kind of the contenders, the way I'm kind of sifting through them. So what we're going to do, I think John Rahm will win the tournament. He's 9-1. We're going to go each way on John Rahm to win the tournament. Like, this guy, it's nothing to do with him skimming the ball over the water as he did last night.
I thought that was bad form. I thought, don't do it, don't go in, hit the pin and bounce out, don't go in.
It's like the par three.
Exactly.
Tournament. Yeah.
Exactly.
So
the par three. The par three's cancelled this year, right?
Yeah.
They couldn't do it for whatever COVID, blah, blah, blah. We all know. But this is worse than winning the par three. 21 million views this morning.
Yeah.
Like, too much pressure. Can't do it. You can't do that and then win the tournament.
Am I the only person who doesn't like the par three? Am I Scrooge to hate the par three tournament and the kind of oligonous?
Yeah, I agree with you.
It's just too much. People in their caddy suits. John Rahm for me will win the tournament, following the footsteps of Seve, Garcia, Olathabal. Look at it, right? He's the barroom brawler, as I've said this so many times. He's the guy you want in your corner. He's a fighter. He's a winner. He stared down Tiger Woods at the Ryder Cup. He won that BMW Championship with that insane putt against Dustin Johnson a couple of months ago. Finished 10 under par the weekend, an extremely difficult course. He won the Memorial Tournament, a very similar track to this, Jack Nicklaus's track. He's won the Irish Open twice, the World Championship in Dubai twice. John Rahm, for me, second best player in the world. No real weaknesses to his game. Great driver of the ball, good short game. 9-1. Fourth and ninth at the Masters last 2 years. John Rahm is going to win on Sunday evening, I think, personally. Rory, I'm very, very hard to leave Rory out, but you want to pick a winner. I think John Rahm is going to win the Masters and win his first major title this weekend. In terms of the other each ways, Patrick Cantlay is 20-1. A quiet American, won the Zozo Championship coming into this event. Last year, shot 64 on Saturday at the Masters and was 6 under par through 15. Then he had two bogeys. He's that naturally talented, he can do that. Unassuming guy, was the best amateur in the world, had a back injury, lost his friend in a car accident, took a while out of the game, but Patrick Cantlay is a very talented player. Wouldn't be surprised to see him win at 20-1. There'll be a lot of fans of Tyrrell Hatton who wears the hoodie, or Lee Westwood, or Tommy Fleetwood. I like Matthew Fitzpatrick as an each way bet at 55-1. Seventh in the tournament in 2016 when he led the greens. If you took out his first round, which was a disaster last year, he shot 78, he equaled Woods total for the last three rounds, Matthew Fitzpatrick. Playing very well, played well at Wentworth until he hasn't really just put it together for four rounds, Matthew Fitzpatrick, but I think he's only 26 years of age. He won the US Amateur a few years ago, so he's not afraid to win a big event in the United States. And I think in each way bet, Matthew Fitzpatrick could be one. And then a couple of monster outsiders for the crack for like 50 cent each way. Victor Perez is a rookie. He's 200 to 1. And no rookie's won since Fuzzy Zetter in 1979. But Victor Perez, interestingly, has got JP Fitzgerald, Rory's former caddy, on the bag. He was second behind Tyrrell Hatton at the PGA at Wentworth, the flagship event on the European Tour. His game has improved markedly in the last couple of years. He won the Dunhill Links last year. I think he's a good iron player. I think he could be somebody that could surprise. I'm also backing him into the top debutante market at 25 to 1, Victor Perez, for all the debutantes and rookies. And finally, Justin Harding is 300 to 1, the South African. First tournament last year, first event of the Masters, was 12th on his first appearance. Hasn't been in the form that he was necessarily in last year, but he's had a third at the Andrea Lucia Masters, a tough course. He was third at the British Masters. He played well for two of the four rounds in Scotland last time. And some players just take to Augusta. Chris DeMarco did, Angel Cabrera did, Paul Casey does. And I think a 300 to 1 for a top 10, most of these bookmakers offering top 10, it would be 60 to 1 to finish in the top 10. I think Justin Harding is overpriced. But so Ram to win, Fitzpatrick, Cantlay, Perez, and Justin Harding. You guys, you any fancies?
Ram 9 to 1, Cantlay 20 to 1, Matthew Fitzpatrick 55 to 1, Victor Perez 200 to 1, and Justin Harding 300 to 1. So I don't know. Are none of the kids who are really enjoying the fact that there's no pressure in these majors? Is Colin Morikawa, is this like going to be the?
He's a rookie and he's got to go against the rookie stats. I'd rather a rookie at 200 to 1 than a rookie at 33 to 1. When you think about Colin Morikawa.
Patrick Reed,
the bad boy, the villain. Look, he's been playing well. He kind of blew up at the US Open, but he's been playing well. Played well at Wentworth. Wouldn't put anybody off Patrick Reed, who's got the game and the short game, especially to win at Augusta. Wouldn't put anybody off him or Bubba, who's back playing well. Won the Masters twice.
Tiger Woods 40 to 1.
Tiger Woods can't have him. Can't have him in a month of Sundays.
In the top 10?
No.
No?
No. Well, I wouldn't lay him for top 10, but Woods I can't see winning. Hideki Matsuyama played well last week. There's plenty out there, like the likes of Louis Westhays and Charles Schwartzel. Schwartzel, a former winner. You always get somebody, and there's the Fred Couples rule, but I don't think Fred Couples, I don't think he actually has been played well at the Masters about 9 years. But there is always that somebody that can shoot, maybe a past winner that can shoot an early low round.
Dave McIntyre loves a first round leader bet. And
yeah.
He was, Fred Couples was always reasonable value for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the reason why a rookie hasn't won in 41 years is because you need to have a bit of experience around it. You need the whole point of the Masters. McGinley said this, and this is correct. It's all about the iron play and landing your approach shots in the right area of the green. If you don't land in the right area of the green, you're in trouble. And that's what this is about. That's why Garcia won it. Justin Rose has contended. It's all about your iron play. And Woods has been the best iron player of our generation. And that's why I'm interested in the likes of Rahm. McIlroy's irons would just make me a little bit wary of him. If he can get his irons dialed in, he can win the tournament, absolutely.
All right. John, good stuff. Go on.
Sorry, I'm just thinking about that there when you mentioned the iron play. Does that not, I know he's favourite, so you're not going to back Bryson DeChambeau on this, but is there a stage where you're getting to hear where it is DeChambeau against the field, John, where you're thinking that he's got all the tools in his locker and the form he's shown this season to actually blow the field away?
Don't see it that way because of, I know, look, he'll have shorter irons in, but there's not a lot of rough generally at the Masters. And I think that I just like his putting has been poor there. He has been the worst ranked putter there the last few years. And right. I don't know if he can just turn that on. The sub-air systems, even though it's November and even though it'll be cooler and the ball might not travel as far, and you will need to be on the side of the longer hitters like DeChambeau. They'll still the greens, I think, will be similar enough to April, and I don't see why he can just transfer a bad putting performance in the last few years into a winning performance at a price of about 7 to 1. Just for me, it just doesn't work that way in my mind. No, stand to be corrected, and he probably will. But John Rahm is the man. John Rahm is going to break through this week, and make everybody very happy.
John Duggan's on John Rahm this week for Virtual Insanity. John, thanks very much for that. You can follow John on Twitter. You can get those more details of that on the OTB Sports app, and we'll obviously be updating that across the course of the weekend.
OTB AM, Ireland's only sports breakfast show, is live from 7:30 every morning. Listen on the OTB Sports app or ask Alexa, Siri or Google to play OTB Sports Radio to start your day with the latest sports news and reaction. Subscribe by searching OTB AM on your podcast app.